This is the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Episode 106 Biography of Darren Lawhood, the Representative from Illinois. General Information. Darren Lawhood is a prominent American politician serving as the U.S. Representative for Illinois' 16th Congressional District. He is a member of the Republican Party and has been in office since September 10, 2015, following a special election to replace Aaron Schock. Born on July 23, 1968, in Peoria, Illinois, Lawhood has deep roots in the state, with his family having a long history of public service. Early life and education. Darren McKay Lawhood was born into a family with a strong political background. His father, Ray Lawhood, served as the U.S. Secretary of Transportation under President Barack Obama and was a longtime U.S. representative. Lawhood grew up in Peoria, where he attended Dunlap High School. After high school, Lawhood pursued higher education at Loras College in Dubuque, Iowa, where he earned a Bachelor of Arts degree in Business Administration and Economics. He was active in student government and was involved in various campus activities, which helped shape his interest in public service. Following his undergraduate studies, Lawhood attended John Marshall Law School in Chicago, where he received his Juris Doctor degree. His legal education provided him with a solid foundation in law, which would later prove beneficial in his political career. Early career. After completing his education, Lawhood returned to Peoria to practice law. He worked at the law firm of Miller, Hall & Triggs, where he specialized in business law, estate planning, and real estate transactions. His legal career was marked by a commitment to community service, often taking on pro bono cases. In addition to his legal practice, Lawhood ventured into business, becoming involved in real estate development. He co-founded the real estate development company, Lawhood & Associates, which focused on commercial and residential projects in central Illinois. This business experience provided him with insights into economic development, which would later influence his legislative priorities. Lawhood's early career also included public service roles. He served on the Peoria County Board from 1999 to 2001, where he was involved in local governance and community development initiatives. His tenure on the board was characterized by efforts to improve local infrastructure and economic conditions. Election history. Darren Lawhood's political career took a significant turn when he decided to run for the Illinois Senate in 2010. He won the election, representing the 37th District, which includes parts of Peoria, Tazewell, and Woodford counties. During his time in the state Senate, Lawhood focused on issues like job creation, education reform, and fiscal responsibility. In 2015, following the resignation of Aaron Schock amid a scandal, Lawhood entered the race for the U.S. House of Representatives in a special election. He won the Republican primary and subsequently the general election, securing his seat in Congress. Since then, he has been re-elected multiple times, demonstrating strong support from his constituents. Lawhood's election history reflects his ability to connect with voters on both local and national issues, leveraging his background in law, business, and state politics to appeal to a broad electorate. Political stances. As a U.S. representative, Darren Lawhood has positioned himself as a conservative Republican, advocating for policies that align with traditional GOP values. He supports tax cuts, deregulation, and free market principles to stimulate economic growth. Lawhood has been a proponent of reducing government spending and has often criticized what he perceives as excessive federal intervention in local affairs. On healthcare, Lawhood has expressed concerns about the Affordable Care Act, advocating for its repeal and replacement with market-driven solutions. He supports measures to increase competition among insurance providers and to give more control back to states and individuals. In terms of foreign policy, Lawhood has generally supported a strong national defense and has backed military actions when deemed necessary for national security. He has been critical of policies that he believes weaken America's position on the global stage. Regarding social issues, Lawhood's stances are more mixed. While he supports traditional marriage, He has also shown a willingness to work across the aisle on issues like criminal justice reform, where he has co-sponsored bills aimed at reducing recidivism and improving rehabilitation programs. Lahoud has been a vocal advocate for agriculture, reflecting the interests of his largely rural district. He has pushed for policies that support farmers, including ethanol production, crop insurance, and trade agreements beneficial to agricultural exports. His legislative efforts also include a focus on education, where he has supported initiatives to increase school choice and reduce the federal government's role in education policy, advocating for local control and parental involvement. Darren Lahoud, the representative for Illinois' 16th Congressional District, has garnered significant support from his constituents for several compelling reasons. One of the primary reasons is his deep-rooted connection to the district. Lahoud was born and raised in Peoria, Illinois, which gives him an intrinsic understanding of the local issues and the needs of the community. His background in law and his previous service in the Illinois Senate have equipped him with the experience necessary to effectively represent the district's interests at the federal level. Lahoud's commitment to economic development is another pillar of his support base. He has been a vocal advocate for policies that promote job creation and economic growth within the district. His efforts in supporting small businesses, particularly through legislation aimed at reducing regulatory burdens and providing tax relief, resonate well with local entrepreneurs and the broader business community. His work on the House Ways and Means Committee has allowed him to influence tax policy in ways that benefit his constituents directly. On the issue of agriculture, which is vital to the 16th District, Lahoud has been a steadfast supporter. He understands the challenges faced by farmers, from fluctuating commodity prices to trade disputes. His advocacy for fair trade deals and his push for agricultural subsidies and support programs have made him a favorite among the farming community. His involvement in the Farm Bill negotiations showcases his dedication to ensuring that Illinois farmers have the resources they need to thrive. Lahoud's approach to governance also plays a significant role in his popularity. He is known for his bipartisan efforts, often working across the aisle to find common ground on issues like infrastructure, healthcare, and education. This pragmatic approach appeals to voters who are tired of partisan gridlock and appreciate a representative who focuses on results rather than political posturing. His ability to collaborate with both Democrats and Republicans has led to tangible benefits for his district, including funding for local projects and initiatives. Moreover, Lahoud's engagement with his constituents is exemplary. He maintains an active presence in the district, regularly holding town halls, participating in community events, and making himself available for discussions on local issues. This accessibility fosters a sense of trust and accountability, making constituents feel heard and valued. His office's responsiveness to constituent services, whether it's help with federal agencies or addressing local concerns, further solidifies his support. Lastly, Lahoud's stance on national security and veterans affairs has won him favor among many in his district. With a significant military presence and a large veteran population, his support for policies that enhance national defense and provide for veterans' needs is well received. His role on the House Intelligence Committee has also positioned him to influence national security policies, which he does with an eye towards protecting both national interests and the welfare of those who have served. In summary, Darren Lahoud's support in Illinois' 16th District stems from his local roots, economic advocacy, agricultural support, bipartisan approach, community engagement, and commitment to national security and veterans' issues. These factors collectively contribute to his effectiveness as a representative and the trust placed in him by his constituents. Representative Darren Lahoud from Illinois' 16th District has faced significant opposition from various groups and individuals for several reasons, one of which is his stance on healthcare reform. Many constituents and advocacy groups argue that Lahoud's support for policies that aim to repeal or significantly alter the Affordable Care Act, ACA, could lead to millions losing health insurance coverage, particularly those with pre-existing conditions. This opposition stems from the belief that his policies favor insurance companies over the needs of everyday citizens, potentially leading to higher costs and reduced access to care. Another point of contention is Lahoud's environmental policies. Environmentalists and local communities have criticized him for his votes against measures aimed at combating climate change, such as his opposition to rejoining the Paris Climate Agreement or supporting the Green New Deal. His support for deregulation in the energy sector, particularly in fossil fuels, is seen as a direct threat to the environment, potentially exacerbating issues like air and water pollution in Illinois. These actions are perceived as prioritizing short-term economic gains over long-term environmental sustainability and public health. LaHood's economic policies have also drawn ire from those who feel they disproportionately benefit the wealthy and large corporations. His endorsement of tax cuts for high earners and businesses, while not addressing the needs of the middle and lower income brackets, has led to accusations of economic elitism. Critics argue that these policies widen the income gap, making it harder for average families in his district to thrive. Furthermore, his opposition to raising the minimum wage has been a significant point of criticism, as many believe it fails to address the rising cost of living. On the issue of education, LaHood's record has been contentious. His votes against increased funding for public education and his support for policies that could divert public funds to private and charter schools have alienated educators and parents who see public education as a cornerstone of community development. There's a widespread concern that his policies could undermine the quality of education for those who cannot afford private schooling, thus creating an educational divide. Lastly, LaHood's approach to social issues has not sat well with many in his district. His conservative stances on topics like abortion, same-sex marriage, and gun control have led to a disconnect with more progressive or moderate voters who seek representatives that reflect a broader spectrum of views. His voting record on these issues often aligns with traditional Republican values, which are increasingly at odds with the shifting demographics and evolving social norms within his district. This misalignment has fostered a sense of alienation among constituents who feel their values and needs are not being adequately represented. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.